The next time you're using the selection tools in Photoshop, try to keep these tips in mind. I'm going to come right over to the toolbar here and select one of the selection tools. Let's select the elliptical marquee tool right here. Now, when we use the selection tools, we just come over to the image, click the mouse. We're almost like drawing out, have this, the selection tool has more of like a rubber band type of effect to it, right? Well, let's say if you wanted a perfect circle or a perfect square, hold down the shift key on the keyboard and watch that. Now you have a nice, perfect circular selection to work with. Okay? And if you want to deselect a selection anytime in an image, just click right outside of it. There you go, and it's gone. Let's say that we want to actually select this hubcap, okay? We want to select just the outside of the hubcap right here, okay? Well, I can bring this cursor over here and hold down the shift key and draw out a selection. But you see, no matter how many times I try, I can never really seem to get it right on. Well, let me show you a cool tip. Bring your thumb right over while you still have the shift key held down. Press the space bar. And now you can actually move the selection around. And I can position it right where I want it. And I can release my thumb off the space bar and still resize the selection. Look at that. So I could just reposition it. There we go. I'll line it up right about there. Hold down space bar. Line it up just like that and check that out. But let me show you another technique. I'm going to click just outside of that selection to deselect it. Check this out. Move the cursor right directly in the middle of the hubcap. And if you want to follow along, go into the Project Files folder, open up the Selection Secrets folder, and you'll find this wheel image right here. But I'm going to position this cursor right in the middle of the hubcap. Okay? Well, if we hold down Shift and Option, and that's Shift and Alt on the PC, we can draw out from the center. Look at that. And if we go out way too far like this, well, you know what? I can actually hold down the space bar, reposition the selection, let go of the space bar with my thumb, and bring the selection back, and just put it right on the edge of the hubcap right there. Look at that. Okay, I'm all done. I'll release the mouse button. There we go. Okay, let's go over to another image real quick. All right, check this out. I've got this oval-shaped taillight, okay? Well, we can easily make oval shapes with the selection tools in Photoshop. I can just come over here and do this, okay? But look, this oval shape is not going to match the oval shape on this taillight, okay? So what we got to do is actually rotate that. And to do that, hold down the control key on the Mac, and that's right-click on the PC right in the middle of the selection, just like this. And you'll get this little menu that pops out. Come down here, and you'll find something called Transform Selection. Go ahead and click on that and release the key on the keyboard. And now I can just come over here and rotate the selection, just like this, and just resize it right to that taillight. Check that out. I'm going to come over here and just tilt this up a little bit, move this up a little bit down here, and I can go ahead and just pull down the volume. So I can make that selection wider or make it more narrower. While it's still selected, this is so awesome. It's just like resizing images in Photoshop. It's totally cool. Check this out. That looks pretty good. I'm going to bring this side in a little bit right here. And we can actually use the arrow keys on the keyboard to move that around. Look at that. And then I'll move it around in 1 pixel increments. Check that out. So that's pretty cool. And after you have it, after you have the selection you want, there's several ways to confirm the selection. You can come right up here on the toolbar, on the options bar up here, and you can actually just click on this little check mark right here. You can see it says Comment Transform, or you can actually press the Enter key on the keyboard, or you can double-click inside the selection. I'm going to double-click inside the selection. Look at that. So that's cool. And I can actually still move that selection around to, or move it around just to make a little fine adjustment there. So if I wanted to come up here to Image Adjustments, I could come over here and desaturate just the taillight on the bug. So that is some cool selection secrets, and keep those in mind the next time you're using the selection tools in Photoshop. They can become really handy. We'll see you on the next video.